at you. This very thing would take place, my friends, when the Olympians, the Olympian winners of the ancient Olympic Games, when they returned to their specific city, they would take the branch of the olive tree, the reward of the victory, and they would place it at the feet of the statue of the god or goddess worshipped in that particular city. This is how the ancient Greeks acted. They wanted to show with this that the glory, honor, and thanks belongs to God. Now, if the ancient Greeks, despite their bitter idolatry, were so correct in their thoughts and actions about these matters, how much more must we come to understand these things? So this placement of the crowns by the 24 elders, the church triumphant, expresses the honor and glory does not belong to us, but to you, our holy triune God. We are the poorest of creations, and if we happen to have gold crowns, this is because your goodness has made it possible. Or St. Andrew of Caesarea comments, Master, we are saying to you that you are the cause behind these crowns of victory. And you have been the supplier of these gold victorious crowns. You are the one who granted them to us. And to you, thanks is due from all the creation, from all your created beings. Because we were all created by you. And in all reality, this calling out, this prayer offered by the 24 elders shows exactly that position. Let's listen to it. While they place the crowns in front of the feet of the one sitting on the throne, they say, you are worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, for you created all things, and by your will they exist and were created. They are repeating that which we analyze to be the hymn of the angels, except here, instead of thanks, the word or attribute power is used. All these show the wealth that all these are and exist in God inexhaustibly, because you created, you fashioned everything. Short but beautiful prayer, very complete. You are worthy. You are worthy. Truly, my friends, only God is truly worthy in all things and in the area of power and goodness. The creations have the unworthiness, no matter how much sanctity they receive. True worthiness belongs to God only. We see the influence of the Book of the Revelation in our divine liturgy at the prayer of Holy Anaphora. At the very central part of the liturgy, where we enter the most crucial moment of the changing of the bread and the wine to the body and blood of Christ. There, where we chant the hymn, and it is worthy and right, axion και dikion in Greek, to worship Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, then the priest turns to God and says, no one is worthy. It is worthy and right to him, thee, the Holy Triune God. But about us, no one is worthy. No one. No one who's bound with the desires and pleasures of the flesh is worthy to approach or draw near or to serve thee, O King of glory. For to serve thee is a great and terrible thing, even to the heavenly powers. This is the cherubimic prayer read by the liturgist priest, as the cherubimic hymn is chanted by the chanters. So none of us, no one is worthy to serve you, since it is a great and terrible thing, even for the angels. But you, only you, it is most worthy. It is meet and right to him, thee, to bless thee, to praise thee, to give thanks unto thee, and to worship thee in every place of thy dominion. Every place, everywhere is a place of God's dominion. God is master of all. He is Lord of all places and every place. As we realize by now, in actuality, this celestial liturgy here in the book of the Revelation serves as the typos, or the typology and the format of the earthly Orthodox divine liturgy. Someone studies and develops a certain depth in the book of the Revelation, the entire book, he will realize very quickly that the model or the format of the Orthodox divine liturgy is a carbon copy of what takes place in heaven. We took our divine liturgy from there. Our liturgy has its origin in heaven. St. Paul in the epistle to the Hebrews makes reference of God speaking to Moses, and he says, and please pay attention to this, God tells Moses, pay attention to construct the things that I told you precisely, because these things, according to St. Paul, are models or typologies. They are shadows of future or heavenly things. So where are these persons in heaven? We celebrate divine liturgy here. But where is the prototype of the divine liturgy? In heaven. There is the prototype of the divine liturgy, but also God is the only one worthy to receive the glory, the honor, and the power, because he is the creator of all. And if the 24 elders wear gold crowns and are enthroned around God, this is the result of the love and the goodness of God. And here we have another interesting point. Nothing came to being without the will of God. The presence of evil in the world, my friends, does not have ontological dimensions, but ethical. Consequently, everything that exists is good. If evil exists, this is the free choice of the logical beings. Evil has no substance. So the will of God in everything that exists is simply the primary will, or God's good will. The will of God in the area of the evil caused by the free choice of the logical beings becomes the secondary will of God. So we see that they were created and they continue to exist only because God wants it this way, because of God's holy will. So whatever exists, exists because of the will of God, to whom we ascribe glory, honor, worship, and thanks. Amen.